Oh, it's so hot. We are really very happy that you are here suffering with us. Remind me of a little story, a fellow by, you know, those Chinese novelty stores. They have many novelty, and they have a fan. And this fellow by a fan, but it was broken him. So the next day, he take it back to the fellow, and he say, I bought this fan here yesterday, and it's broken. You remember me, don't you? So the Chinese fella say, well, I don't know. All white men look alike to me. But anyways, that fan, I'm not going to change it for you for 25 cents. What you expect? If you can fan this way, fan this way. Well, it's clean. It's broken, you know. You want a blueprint? We have people from Texas here today? Nobody from Texas? Well, you know, a few months ago, David and I was on an airplane, and I was listening to a conversation of a fellow from Texas and one from Boston, Massachusetts. And you have sometimes the tendency, these Texans, for exaggerate a little bit, you know? And the fellow from Texas was saying how big everything was and how much money he spent. And he said, you know, my children, even I spend a lot of money on them. I bought 30 acres for my son, the fellow from Boston. Say, well, 30 acres, that's not very much. He say, downtown Houston? And I buy him a space suit, $180 I pay. You know, these children, you buy some expensive toys and they don't appreciate. And I pay $180 for the space suit, then he wouldn't go. And then the fella from Boston, you know, would say, well, you know, now Texas is not the biggest of the state anymore. We have Alaska. You know, Alaska has a very big territory. So the Texans say, yeah, wait till Alaska melts. They say, we even have the greatest general, Sam Houston. He really was the greatest. You ever hear of him? So the fella from Boston say, well, confidentially, you know, we have Paul Revere. So the Texans say, wasn't that the fellow that ran for help? So I'm going to run for help now.